The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 28th of June, 2023. That means it is an on-the-clock Guardian Radio AM mashup, Man Down Wednesday. And joining us today, we have got the phenomenal Bahamian artist, Shine 242. And we open up the song with Shine's newest release, My Bahamas, which I am today declaring the Bahamas Golden Jubilee song. It is good. It has all of the elements necessary to be an anthem. And so Cecil and I today, we've invited Shine in to help us understand what a national song is, what an anthem is, and what are the elements you need for a song to be considered an anthem. But before we get there, I got just a little bit of housekeeping to get to. We're going to start with our Sand Dollar Live read this Wednesday. That's today, the 28th of June. Central Bank representatives will be giving out Sand Dollars at Supervalue East Street. Show your Sand Dollar-enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend 18 or more in Sand Dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. The offer is limited to the first 100 customers to show us their Sand Dollar-enabled wallet at each location. One top-up per person, so as many people as possible can experience the Sand Dollar. For more details, visit any of the Sand Dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. And on this Friday the 30th and Saturday the 1st of July, they will be at Supervalue Winton offering the same Sand Dollar giveaway. Now, some quick housekeeping before we get to our on-the-clock Sand Dollar giveaway trivia question. Quick housekeeping. Tonight at 6 p.m. at St. John's College is the Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Association June General Meeting. Tonight at St. John's College at 6 p.m., we are hosting the June General Meeting for the Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Association. You can call 455-7242 for more details. That's 455-7242 for more details. But don't call right now. I'm going to give you another number to call later in a few minutes in the show. But if you are Hannah Hasty Tynes or you want to be one, please come out tonight, St. John's College, 6 p.m. Hannah Hasty Tynes. Okay, another little quick housekeeping note. In fact, I'm going to leave these for the show because these things, these notes are so important. I think we need anthems for them. So I'm going to let my guest Shine and my co-host C.A. Newry help me figure out the best way to create an anthem for these issues. So let's get right into our on-the-clock Sand Dollar giveaways. Every day for the next 4 months, we will be giving away Sand Dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, two winners will receive $30 in Sand Dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, digital wallet provider, and your digital wallet address to transfer the funds to your digital wallet if you get the right answer. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. Now, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. If you're in the Bahamas but not in New Providence, we have a toll-free. It's a free number for you to call. That's 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. I'm sure we got a song about people who like things, right? I think KB, at least KB has written the song, because KB is the anthem master. KB is write anthem about things, right, in Bohemian culture. I think he have a song about people who are tingsy, but I like free things.
Free things.
I don't have a problem with that at all, right? But because I understand that everything has a cost, even when it's free.
Yes.
Everything has a cost, even when it's free to you, right? And so I like free things, but I also am a mathematician, right? So I calculate the cost. Like fruit trees, they give you free things, but have you ever considered what it's cost for that tree to produce that fruit? The amount of sunshine it had to absorb, the amount of water it had to absorb, the amount of nutrients it had to absorb out of the earth, the soil around it, right? Even free things cost us. I think we need an anthem about that as well. So let's go on to the first question for the Sand Dollar giveaway. Who is the first artist to sing on the classic We Are the World? Now, you and your Google, you and your YouTube, you could find this answer very quick. It's not hard to find. Who is the first artist to sing on the classic We Are the World? Again, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Producer, play that song again, the one we started with. Right, maybe right from where you left off if you haven't changed it up. This is a nice song. Good morning, Mr. Shine 242.
Good morning.
Mr. Lovato Sands. Mr. Former Defense Force Officer. It's a pleasure to be in the office with you. Nobody believe me when I tell them that I, too, am in the Army. Mm-hmm. You see, I have on my fatigues today.
I see.
And I come to challenge you, Mr. Music Man. We're going to have an anthem challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't need you to lie. I don't need you to tell the people you've seen me in basic training or any of that. Because you didn't.
No.
No, I was on the Chikchani Night Force. You ain't seen nothing. But I've come today to challenge you. And we are going to figure out what is an anthem. We're going to start by replaying your song, producer, if you get it rolling for me. And I want you to tell us why you made the song, why you felt the elements in the song needed to be there. And I am nominating you and this song for our new anthem for the Golden Jubilee. And I want you to tell us why you think this song is a good fit for that category.
Well, of course, firstly, you know, everything Bohemian for me,
yeah.
Right? And of course, it's our Golden Jubilee year, turning 50.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just thought I would try to, because, you know, we have 700 islands and keys, so you can't fit everybody in.
Now, pause. We have 3,000. Islands, rocks, keys, and defined sandbanks.
Wow.
We got plenty more than just that 700.
Wow.
But that 700 is grand. Like, so who's writing those anthems and mm-hmm. who include that? That's grand enough,
mm-hmm.
right? For us to get a sense of how large we are. But I think we need to put in the proper 3,000.
Yeah. That's new news to me. I didn't know all of that.
Y'all don't be counting rocks when you out on the boat. I know y'all be busy working.
Yeah.
That's what my job was.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can't count lamp poles and they send me out to count rocks and keys.
Wow.
So back to the song now.
Right. So yeah, I just thought I would try to get all the main aspects of, you know, the Bahamas. You know, we always talk about the sun, the sea. Our people,
yeah.
And of course, you know, we have a good legacy as well. So I just thought I would, you know, pinpoint most of the things that, you know, people kind of know.
Right. And you pick every island, and there's something about, like, Exuma.
Yeah.
And the seas.
Yeah.
The beautiful waters,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What was you, for Abaco, what was it?
I said the Conch Dam down in Abaco.
Yes, the Conch. Let me tell you all something about the Conch Dam down in Abaco. If you ever go to Montague Ram, they have some by them who is harvest conch from north.
Yeah.
Northwest, Berries, Bimini, mm-hmm. Abaco side.
Mm-hmm.
And the conch, because you remember the movie Alien, when
yep.
the alien slap on the woman's face? Stuck on, the conch is that big. So you got it there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And of course, you know, the fishing in Bimini and, you know, the swimming pigs in Exuma and, you know, Andres Crab, all these things what I had mentioned
mm-hmm.
in this record.
Producer, let's check this phone line. Let's see if anybody's calling in to answer the trivia. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, good morning. Is it Lionel Richie?
Yes, the answer is Lionel Richie. However, now, did you speak to the producer?
No, ma'am.
So what you going to do? You have a digital wallet?
Oh, no, I don't.
You going to get a digital wallet within the next 24 hours, sir?
Okay, then, no problem.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to transfer you to the producer, and the producer is going to take your information. And after
thank
the show, I'm going to contact you, and we're going to finalize this process.
Okay, thank you.
But the correct answer is Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie is the first person, the first artist to sing on the classic anthem, We Are the World. Next caller, hold the line. The producer will be with you in a second. Now, I picked that song for the trivia question, right? Because We Are the World is one of the first anthems that I'm familiar with in my life. And I knew it was an anthem.
But before we go on, Aaron,
yes,
we need to actually define what an anthem is. What's the purpose of an anthem? What's the objective of the anthem? And why it is important in this space at this present time as we march towards 50, as we celebrate our 50. Whatever song is chosen for the national song competition
right.
should be an anthem.
Yeah.
An anthem that inspires us, an anthem that gets us in that mood, that spiritual place where we start chanting and singing along and say, I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel the song. This is who he is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And so I'm concerned about that, and I'm pushing that, and I'm glad that we have a musician here
yeah.
who have created an anthem
mm-hmm.
that is good enough, that is great enough to say, hey, that could be the song.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Shine, I'm telling you, I done nominate this song, right? But you're not the only anthem creator.
Right.
I think Avi is the anthem creator.
Yeah, my good friend Avi.
Right?
Yeah.
I think Avi, Ghost Move.
Yeah, Avi.
I Ain't Going Home.
Yeah.
Right? Even.
You have one name, It's a Holiday.
Right.
You have some good anthem.
Swing.
Swing.
I think Swing is a classic, mm-hmm. right? That's like, because when we get into what is an anthem, right? So
mm-hmm.
I did a little research. What is an anthem? A rousing or uplifting song identified with a particular group, body, or cause. For example, the song became the anthem for hippie activists, right? Or a musical setting of a religious text to be sung by a choir during a church service, especially in Anglican or Protestant churches. Or a national anthem. So on the way into the studio, I asked the gentleman, like, what's your favorite Bahamian anthem? And he said, it'd have to be the national anthem.
Yeah.
So I said, I don't mean like that. So he looked to another older gentleman, right? Then they both sort of in set, and they both said, no. The only anthem we recognize is the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that that's acceptable
mm-hmm.
as an answer,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, for them, it's like our friends, Mr. Newry, caller, Mr. MacArthur Thompson,
okay.
senior man, his idea is that every legal argument has to be rooted in its constitutional context, right? Like, it has to emanate from the Constitution. And in the same way, these guys are saying nothing supersedes the national anthem,
yeah.
right? But I think there are some things we have, some songs we have
mm-hmm.
that could possibly supersede the national anthem. I see you texters, and I see that particular message, the person who texted the answer. For instance, an example of an anthem. Producer, play that song by Frank Sinatra. And I hope when I say Frank Sinatra, everybody know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right? This has become an anthem to Bahamians. It's become a funeral song. Play the Frank Sinatra track. There we go.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain, my friend.
Thank you. That, I'll right, has become an anthem for Bahamians. And to the point where some churches,
yeah, the Anglican church banned that,
don't feel it's appropriate to play in church. But culturally, the people have said, hey, this is a song that we want to memorialize our loved ones with. It's a song that many of them have chosen to be played at their funeral, their repast, at the events memorializing their lives. Mm-hmm. And they think that it should be accepted by churches, right, to be played. And that's kind of what an anthem is. I thought about Wind Beneath My Wings by Bette Midler. Although it's a song from a movie, it's not a religious, it's not a hymn, but it has become a song that collectively we use to symbolize, I guess, our grief, right? And our love for someone who has passed and left us. And so anthems are extremely, extremely important.
Yeah.
And I think, Mr. Newry, it's important for every generation to have their anthems.
Yes.
And it's important for other generations to hear those anthems and to understand why those anthems are important to that generation. Mm-hmm. Right? And so even you, Shine, you reimagine My Way by Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. And I love it. It's a wonderful version. Producer, I know I didn't give you any notice, but if you could pull that one at some point. I want you all to be fair with my producer. I already give him about 35 songs to choose from for today's playlist, right?
Uh-huh.
But your song inspired us, you know? And we hope that it inspires other people.
I really hope that it does.
Right? I'm dying to hear what the selections are for the national song, for the national song competition. Mm-hmm. I feel, unfortunately, they have not given us, the public, enough time to hear the songs, to understand the songs, mm-hmm. to learn the songs. Because the point is, when it's Independence Day and that song lick off on the sound system, everybody in the audience, wherever they are, know that song. And they're supposed to jump to their feet singing that song. Mm-hmm. Right? And so that you created your own song.
Yes, and we have a number of songs like that in the Bahamas where once it starts,
people are
Bahamians respond automatically.
Yep.
They get excited. Yep. They get electrified. They get become animated, right? That this is their song. This is their country song. This is a part. There's one by German and Catalan. I'm proud
to be a Bahamian.
Yeah. You start going, and you start shuffling.
I'm proud to be a Bahamian. Fist ups.
That song sparks so much energy in Bahamians that we know that as one of the premier anthems of the Bahamas. Wherever island you're from, you know that you play that and you become a proud Bahamian automatically.
Yeah.
Because the song's that good.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a text here that says, great show as usual, boy, y'all do KB Dirty, KB song. Totas have to be an anthem, boy.
Totas is an anthem.
Listen, but their text, I done start the show with KB and tell y'all that KB have so many songs.
He has above 100 easily.
I don't know, like the one that I chose was Jokey Leaders.
Yeah. Is an anthem now, playing now in the political sphere. Everyone right. plays Jokey Leader as part, and they sell in my country. They sell
They sell in Inagua's greatest prize.
There you go.
The greatest secret in Inagua. Absolutely.
But you don't want to say the last word.
No, you can't say the last word. But it is an anthem still, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't recognize them as anthems. Producer, I see we got a caller on the line, and audience, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. If you're in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence, 242-300-5720. I got a list, right? Let me find my playlist. It's hiding out here somewhere. I think I may have given it to the producer. This playlist is long. Like, I want to ask audience members, some of y'all have already started texting in answers and questions. Somebody say, lay low in Bimini. Now, stick a pin right there, texter. Go into the phone line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Aaron, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, and morning to see you and your guest.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
So, Aaron.
Yes.
We drew out Independence Morning by Priscilla Rollins.
No, we haven't thrown it out yet. We haven't thrown it out at all. You? I asked that. I had that on my trivia question, I think, yesterday. Independence Morning, It's Like a Baby Borning, was written for the 1973 Independence celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
And 50 years later, I think we need more songs to add to our catalog, not to replace what exists, but to add to the catalog of national anthems.
Well, that song, like you say, is like a baby borning. I think from the 1st of July, they should play that for the whole month.
Yes, ma'am.
July.
Producer, you hear that?
The whole month, man. Come on. I was 13 when Independence came. And I remember hearing that song up on the fort.
Yes, ma'am. And that's why people don't understand. Like, that's why it's an anthem. She remember that for 50 years ago, ma'am?
50. I was 13.
From 50 years ago. And for those of us who were young and used to make fun of it, now we don't tolerate people making fun of it.
A lot of young people don't even know the song. They don't even know who wrote this song. When they hear that song, they want to know who sang this song. But come on, we should play that song.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I wish you and I for you. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I was 13. That Ponciana tree was a baby tree. Now that's a big giant. I was standing right under that Ponciana tree.
Independent Secretariat, we need come to the Guardian. Let's do a photo display. Y'all need to compare side by side the scenes from 1973 and 2023. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
You know, another song, speaking of, I'm listening to y'all talk about songs that we play. I haven't heard that song, Living in the Hands of the Finance Man, for years.
That's a good song.
Yes.
I think that should be a song that should be up there to remind us. Because, you know, we like to go to the bank and borrow and borrow and borrow, and we don't save and buy nothing cash, most of us.
Yes.
But if they hear that, it may make some of them think about how they do their business when they come to purchasing things. And that song, if that is played, it'll make some people think.
Yes.
That same song, Living in the Hands of the Finance Man.
Absolutely.
That is destroying a lot of us.
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much. See, we got another caller on the line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
I think you're talking about songs that you describe as anthems.
Yes.
First of all, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Have you heard that song?
Yes, sir.
Do you know who's written that song?
Yes, sir. Weldon, it's Weldon B. Johnson, right?
He put it in music.
He put it in music.
Bohemian. Written by his brother.
Yeah. Weldon and Rosamond Johnson. You know who they are?
Yes.
Yeah,
the grandchildren of Simonet. Of Dillett.
Stephen Dillett.
Yes.
And the children of Helen Lewis Dillett Johnson.
Yes.
Who are Bahamians, and she lived on Hospital Lane when she lived in the Bahamas and they moved to the United States. That song is recognized as the African American national anthem for many a year,
mm-hmm.
written by Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
That song should be the anthem for the entire Caribbean or African diaspora.
Yes, sir.
I did a version of that song in 1992, and very few people know that because I put a Junkanoo mix on it to identify that it was an original Bahamian composition for the commemoration of the quincentennial.
Yes.
Second song I'd like to suggest, Funky Nassau. You ever heard that song?
Yes, sir. I get it. We got it on the list, definitely.
All over the world.
Listen, not just... let me tell you about All Over the World. I did a whole show just featuring the ways that the world has reimagined that right. classic with remixes and covers of it. You're absolutely right.
Ever heard of Bahama Lullaby?
Yes, I have heard of it. I haven't played it on the show yet, but I've had it on a playlist. Okay.
If we would promote our music and play our music, particularly during this the 50th anniversary of our people, and stop doing all this foolishness that we're doing, then I believe we would be much more educated and edified as to the productions of Bahamians all over the world.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. Now, dear sir, I don't want you to think that I am disregarding what you just said. I won't play one song by some people from Trinidad, but I got a list of Bahamian songs for us to consider today. But I want to throw this song in here. Play Mighty People or play Confrontation, because like he said, Lift Every Voice and Sing should be a regional. In fact, it should be a diasporic anthem. It's not just for Africans in the Bahamas, not just for Africans in the New World, the rest of the region, not just for Africans in the diaspora, but for all peoples who have been forced to move, right? All these people in this region who have been forced to forge their lives together. And so, producer, when you're ready, you play that music for me.
And propaganda spreading in the Sunday papers. Not even Superman would have saved him in the papers. Render judgment a place. And Babylon a gamble the union life like racers. And give them a uniform and a shame them happy praises. And now the clock has strike one on the amazes. The men of them churches try to save.
Can we do it? We can do it. We shall do it.
Boom. Tell them finna draw me out. When the world government in a falling out, only few man survive crawling out. Run left him colleague them.
That's Confrontation by Damian Marley, and that's a powerful song that has resonated throughout the region, throughout the Bahamas, throughout the African diaspora, right? And it reminds us new generations of Africans in the world that our work is not done yet, right? And that we are still called upon to be disciplined, to be focused on community, that we are still in a war, right? And they say, you don't wear Jerry Curl in war. He even says, you don't have sex in war, right? And it calls upon us to be focused on the mission, mm-hmm. which is gathering us African people together.
I smile at that point, right? And I embraced it.
Yeah.
You don't wear Jerry Curls in war. You don't have sex in war. And we are in a war right now in crime. But we have people dancing and buffooning in the police force. But I just want to say that out, that when you go to war or when a war is happening, it can't be too much kikiing.
And ha-haing.
And I'm watching certain things happening inside our force. There's a lot of kikiing. And I just wanted to give that commentary. And forgive me. I just felt it. I felt the anthem.
But it's important because those at the top set the standard.
Too much kiki in happening.
There you go. Producer, play. I want you to play one more for me. Paul Simon and Miriam Makeba. Another diasporic anthem. And then I'm going to get back. We're going to go to a break. Get back to the text line. I see Mr. Nuri, you pouring over the text there. If there are any recommendations for new anthems, let me know. To my texters who have answered the question, I'm going to get to you right after the break. We're pulling up this. Now, for me, I'm going to be, y'all know who I am. I'm Aaron Green. I went to QC, very British education, brought up in Bahamian and British and American culture. This song, for me, was an anthem, and it connected me to an Africa I didn't know. I only seen Africa through the lens of the media and the National Geographic. But this song right here, I think, is an anthem.
His path was marked by the stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked his days under African skies. This is the
begin to remember
the knowledge of the little women.
This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein.
The knowledge of the little women.
After the dream of falling and calling.
Come back from the break. We're going to delve into this list of Bahamian songs, and I want Shine to give us his sign of approval or not, whether these Bahamian songs fit the list for national anthems. That's Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon and Miriam Makeba. It's an extremely deep song. But I tell you all, I went on a trip to Suriname, and we went into the rainforest, into a maroon village, and they had a ceremony, a part of a burial ritual, and they had invited everybody from all of the villages. Full moon and drums and music and darkness is just entertainment and energy. And I turned to my left in one moment, and that same David who was standing there, face dark as night, being led by the stars in the southern hemisphere, I saw that guy standing there. That's why that song is an anthem for me. It connected me with the experiences of Africans, particularly people in South Africa at the time who were under apartheid, right? And just coming out of apartheid. And that's why that song for me is an anthem. Producer, take us to the break, please. When we come back from the break, we get more Shine, more Bahamian music, more KB, more Dr. Off, more Ronnie and the Ramblers. We'll be right back.
Come on, lift up your head, sing the rising sun, and just sing it out loud.
I am a Bahamian.
Come on, sing it out loud.
I am a Bahamian.
Remember how much you and I brown line is in between. If you know you in love with the sign and cheer, come on, sing it out loud.
I am a
Bahamian. Bahamas games? What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One, to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas together through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029.
It's that time again!
Sign up now for the Michael Scooter Red Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic, taking place July 24 to the 30th at the Hope Center and the Kendall Isaacs Gym. Call 601-4842 for more information. Powered by the Bryce Newbold Foundation.
It's game time!
Passage in Margaritaville, downtown Nassau, presents Fish Fry Friday, the SoCan Old School Edition, Friday, July 14th, from 6:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. at the 12-volt bar, Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. It's all of your favorite old school classics and the new school soca, performed live by Passage alongside DJ AI, taking you back. $25 cover charge with one free Ron Mercado drink with entry. And for $55, you can experience the Fish Fry Friday Buffet at Vacation Cafe before the event and enjoy complimentary access. It's the Fish Fry Friday SoCan Old School Edition. Friday, July 14th, 6:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. at 12 Old Bar, Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. This is one you don't want to miss. Don't meet me there. Speak me there.
I'm Lasagna Mizek, Managing Director of RBC Royal Bank Bahamas, with some big news that will elevate your debit card experience. RBC's new Visa debit chip card will soon be here. To make things easier for you, we're offering free FedEx delivery when you validate your contact details. No need to wait in line. We'll bring the card straight to you. Call 356-8500. Select option 7 for Visa Debit Direct Line and update your delivery address. Our team is available weekdays between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Take advantage of the security and convenience of chip and PIN technology. Free delivery is for a limited time, so act now.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
lift every voice and sing till earth and
that was Lift Oil. What
Lift the, Every the, Voice and Sing.
Which is a rendition by Munnings, right. Freddie Munnings, who's singing that right now, Bohemian.
Yeah.
And it is a song written by the Johnsons brothers. The two brothers, one wrote it as a poetry, as a commemoration of a memory for, not George Washington, one who freed the slaves inside the United States.
Lincoln.
Lincoln is a poem to commemorate Lincoln, and eventually the NAACP adopted it to be the national song of
national anthem for African Americans.
African Americans.
Yeah.
So that's how that narrative.
Now, what I love about that version, right? See, we said, look, we're not replacing any of our national anthems, our most revered and valued songs. Mm-hmm. Not beautiful Sunny Climb.
God bless our Sunny Climb.
Right, we're not replacing that. We're not replacing...
Which is a national song.
Right, that's the national song. That's declared in legislation, right?
Yes.
We're not replacing Independence Morning, It's Like a Baby Morning, or Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Which is not recognized as a national anything.
Right, but when something is important to you, whether it's recognized or not, you ensure that future generations can know it, can understand it, and it will resonate with them. And that's what Munnings did. Munnings said, look here, we need a reimagining of this song. Mm-hmm. And so I don't mind.
Behemianization of it.
Right, and modernization of it. More importantly, modernization of it, right? Because he has staked his claim. And he's saying to future generations, look.
That we attach to the song, or the song belongs to us?
This song is so important to us. We present it to you in a form that you're more familiar with, right? And we want it to resonate with you too. And I hope that encourages young Bahamians to reimagine it again.
And let me get off topic this way.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question. What is our national festival? The National Festival of the Bahamas.
The National Festival of the Bahamas is the National Regatta in Exuma, where they turned the national sport into sailing, and then the ministers had the first race. Like, the first important event for the naming of the national sport was the MPs racing. That's the national festival.
That's the national sport. And just no, happen to have this festival, at the sporting event at the festival. But at this present time, few Bahamians realize in the Bahamas there exists no national festival. None. It doesn't exist. And of course, people would say, of course, Jhonkunoo is our national festival. All national things
are defined
in law. There's a proclamation. And during our 50th year of independence, Jhonkunoo is not recognized officially in legislation or any type of proclamation as the national festival of the Bahamas because we don't have any.
Not just that, it is owned by the parades, the festival part is owned by private entities.
That changes the whole narrative. But let us go back to music.
I always ask the question, who does Jhonkunoo belong to?
I know that festival parade one don't belong to the Bohemian people.
No.
That's a private entity.
Absolutely. And in some elements, don't even belong to the groups anymore. You could imagine.
But let's go back to music.
Producer, I don't know now. You said that. I don't know. I got a text who said, if you're playing national anthems, you got to play Dr. Off Jhonkunoo. But I had Dr. Off Get Involved as the anthem. Mm-hmm. Which one you think, Shine, Get Involved or Jhonkunoo by Dr. Off?
I think Get Involved is the anthem.
Get Involved. Play two licks of that so the young folk could understand why older heads think the way that they do.
And I agree that this isn't the better of the two that you chose of Dr. Off. Because remember, this was redone. This was redone by KB and Friends. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they put the rap in the Bohemian Reggae and
they had
different
MDs
themes
on it.
Every Bohemian star was involved in that project. And they celebrated this particular anthem.
Yeah.
So this particular song should be celebrated. And the new version of it should have been played throughout July also.
Yeah.
And also with Independence Morning and a celebration of us as a people. So I just want to push that out and hopefully those who have ears hear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got a text ahead said that they tuned in via video and we don't have enough biscuit and Bahamian fruit on the table for their liking.
I agree.
I about to tell y'all FedEx that right away.
Yes.
Right away to the place. We need it. But also, I have been overwhelmed. I have processed over almost close to 1,000 mangoes in the last 2 to 3 weeks. I never thought I would say that I have a mango hangover, for real, not just joking. But what a wonderful, we need a mango shine. I need a mango. In fact, I want to say good morning to Shay Flame, because every other day I bother in her partner in life, Johnny Cake, about an anthem that I need, right? In fact, KB, give us the anthem, the roads them dig up, you know.
That was in KB.
That was Gino D. That's Gino D?
Yeah, cousin Gino.
Yeah.
That's your cousin?
And
you ain't invite him to the studio yet?
I'm just saying that that's cousin Gino D.
That's cousin Gino D. Yeah. Cousin Gino D, first of all, let me apologize. Second of all, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We need to play this song.
The roads dig up. That is the anthem also.
Yeah, yeah.
You understood what I was saying.
Yeah.
You felt the song.
I felt it in the road on the way to work.
Yes.
In fact, the song wasn't even playing until I hit that hole and then it was my car was resonating with it.
Wow.
I need you all to pay attention to the Eastern Road, please. Pay attention to Johnson Road, please. In fact, somebody them was patching the road at the intersection of Arundel and Mount Royal Avenue, I think it was the other day. Check on those patches as well, please. I don't think they're going to last long. Check East Bay Street leading into the Eastern Road, please, from the old bridge straight up. Because the roads them dig up. Definitely an anthem. Producer, I have Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. I got Bob Marley, Redemption Song.
It's a deep song.
On the list. I think these are anthems. We played Papa Smurf, I Am a Bahamian. I see the caller, producer. You could let the caller through. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Well, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
And to everybody in the studio. You know, we need an infrastructure revamp in the Bahamas.
Graham. You singing about national anthems? I trying to get my producer to play one song for me.
Well, I would have to rack my brain, and you could help me. What song would be good for after 50 years of two parties and internal self-governance not having one hospital built for our people? What's a good song for that?
When was Princess Margaret Hospital built?
Oh, I can't remember.
I think that was built post-73.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those hospitals that was built. I know Doctors' Hospital was built definitely after 73. So we had two hospitals. Then the Grant ran, which was a street, man. I call no kind of hospital, man. Why are you spreading propaganda and misinformation, Graham? Stop it. I just called three hospitals. Stop it, Graham. Stop it.
Graham.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks. No. Stop. Thanks very much.
Graham.
Just misinformation to the Bahamian people whilst we celebrating we self. Be proud, Bahamians. Just because you ain't proud of being Bahamian, you can move to Miguana.
This is so I can throw you off my show.
Move Miguana. Leave us proud Bahamians alone whilst we celebrate.
Well, I ain't gonna never be able to visit Miguana ever in life, sir.
You can't stay in Nassau.
I mean, I ain't arguing with you there.
I ain't send them to you, sure.
But Graham,
you're Long Island.
Thank you for calling, Graham. You reminded me of a song that I didn't put on the list. Shine, C.A. Nuri, my audience, let me know if this song qualifies as a national anthem. Graham, you made me remember that we're not all African. I sit near like all anthems supposed to be about African harmony and unity, but we're not all African. It made me think of the song Naughty Johnny. Should that be a national anthem?
That's an anthem. I appreciate the song. For my generation, our generation, I know I'm saying the younger generation appreciates the song, even familiar with it, or who sings it or anything.
Right. Producer, if you get a chance, look up Naughty Johnny for me. I think we need to play that because there's a lot of them who are Naughty Johnnies in this town, and they don't know why they behave the way that they do, but they have embodied that anthem as their own. Now, you can't forget Avi and Stalid. We mentioned Avi earlier. Stalid is a Bahamian anthem king. Mm-hmm. He got the Saxons and the Valley, Music Makers One Family.
Deep anthem.
Yeah, I think that's a Bahamian culture classic. And even if you don't do John Canoe, that song make you move. Mm-hmm. But he got some other tracks, Stalid. Put That Suitcase Down. I ain't gonna keep Sweetheart no more. Should be included in the Sweetheart Anthem Anthology. I just want y'all to know, y'all could say what you want. You say what you like, do what you like. Right? Y'all like Sweetheartin'. And I know that because of the number of songs we have in our Sweetheartin' Anthem Anthology. Starting with Ghost Move. And these are the new ones. These are new ones. These are even the old ones when you didn't realize they were singing about Ghost Move. Mm-hmm. So Stalid, Put That Suitcase Down. And then another classic, I think, is an anthem for Stalid and for us is Woman Calling Me Pie, Woman Texting Me High. Mm-hmm. If My Girlfriend Leave Me, I Ain't Gonna Cry. Mm-hmm. She Make Red Blood Run In My Eye and My Blood Pressure Sky High. God want me to live, but she want me to die, right? I think that's an anthem for men. Mm-hmm. And I hope men see that, right? That's men singing to other men. Hold your head. You ain't letting these women, we're not letting the turmoils and the difficulties of romance destroy us, mm-hmm. right? That's what it is. It ain't the women themselves. We're not letting this dynamic destroy us. Producer, when you get a chance, pull up Naughty Johnny for me, please. Now, can't forget Johnny Cake.
Johnny Cake.
No, dear texter, we mentioned KB several times and Jokey Leader specifically is texted there. Johnny Cake have one song. I know school is out. So we ain't gonna play the song.
Yeah, we could talk about it though.
But the song is called The Flicking Road. I say that.
I produced that, by the way.
Yes, I know. And I have to mention it because that is an anthem. And if you play that song anywhere in the region, mm-hmm. that will resonate with people. If you play that song anywhere in the world, that will resonate with people. And in the Bahamas, it resonates across generations. Because I know grammys and granddaddies who when minutes say, let's go, right? Mm-hmm. They hit the road. The road was open. Just Road. And that and Nishi LS's Loose Me, Let Me Go. That's another pandemic anthem, right? Everybody sang it. Producer, let's go to the call. I could go to one of the calls. I go into this call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I didn't hear y'all say nothing. My uncle's daughter got married one time. And they played for the reception, Damn Fool, You Married a Garland.
Ooh, yes!
Listen, that's an anthem.
But let me tell you, ooh, listen, let's talk about it. See, that have to be, thank you, sir, that have to be an anthem because we have misinterpreted. Pause. I am offering to the Bahamian public today that we have misinterpreted the Garland. Right? We have misinterpreted the story. And the being. I just want to put that on the table.
Mm.
And here's a damn fool. You're punching above your weight. You don't know what you're doing, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Oh, boy, these are classics. Thank you. Sorry, I missed you last caller. I'm almost all out of time. Okay. So, producer, we're all out of time. I'm going to try to play the song in the second half. I got a text here that says, can you check out a song called This Wee Thing by a hip group called Fame? And it's on their album One Kiss on YouTube. Mm-hmm. In the break, I searched. I didn't find This Wee Thing, but I found a song called One Kiss, right? I think off the album One Kiss. But now we've found it. It's on YouTube. It's track number 8, This Wee Thing. They say this is a very Bahamian song. It speaks about our culture, music, and homeland. Thank you. We're not going to get a chance to play it. As somebody said, the song, Tell Her Come, Wendy. Now, I don't know if we should make that an anthem. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
No. That's a very new song. I think the text is being cheeky. I don't think it qualifies as an anthem, but maybe. I
remember it's like the song called Send Him Home. Send Him Home. Send Him.
That's Christian Penn. Come back home. come back home. Don't tell them home. To the place where
tell
you
I ain't
belong.
Here. Yeah,
come
that's
back.
A song.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's Christian Penn.
That's an anthem too. I used to like that song.
But I would say, is it an anthem? Now, mind you, perhaps it's an anthem for fishermen and boatmen, right? So I'm looking at tell him I'm waiting for him. Tell him come back home.
What about tell old I ain't here?
You better come home now. I mean, I think that's another.
That's an anthem. I mean, when that plays, when I lick off, you start chanting the song because you feel it because you know you have one of those people in your family. You're talking. Tell him I didn't know where he is. Tell him come home now.
Somebody say, "Once is not enough." By King Eric and the Knights.
That could be an anthem.
Yeah, I have Jumbe Village. Right.
Village. Na 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 na.
Oh, it's about Jumbe Village. I have the Al Kali version.
Okay.
Jumbe Village, but that's Ed Moxie.
Ed Moxie.
That's Ed Moxie, right? We got some classics here. Okay, to my texters, I got three texts at the same timestamp, but obviously they came in 111. I will contact you guys at the end, after today's shows, and let you know the status, how many people we can give the sand dollars to. But I will tell you, I got them in this order: 0106, 2555, and then 6781. That's the order in which they came in. 0106, 2555, and 6781. That's the last four digits of your number. Producer, you select something to take us out with. I say, I got some songs here I want to hear, but maybe we play Shine's My Bahamas one more time. That is not the song we play. There we go. The producer selected the anthem of the day for us. Remember to continue posting on social media. Send it to the Independent Secretariat. Send it to your favorite Guardian radio station. Tell them what to play, what Bahamian songs you want to hear for the Golden Jubilee. They won't know unless we tell them what is important to us. And better yet, as we lead into independence, you can celebrate independence by writing your own Bahamian anthem. Write it about something you love. You know, me and Shine are going to write a classic right after this about mango season and the different. I done taste about 12 different variety of mango so far for the year. I in the mango army. I've been preparing for this war, and I will eat every mango I have to. It's my national duty. You guys stay tuned for the second half of the On the Clock Guardian Radio AM mashup. Thank you, Shine, for joining us this morning. No and you problem. Guys... call the station and ask them to play My Bahamas by Shine 242. It is a classic anthem already. Have a great day.
Community of a man,